From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin says Indonesia has potential to be world's best halal center. Indonesia affirms Russian Finance Minister Anton Siluanov to attend G20 meeting virtually. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia has the strength and opportunity to be the best halal production center in the world. This was affirmed by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin at the 2022 Adi Natal Sharia talk show and award on Thursday. The State of the Global Islamic Economy Report 2022 has ranked Indonesia fourth in Islamic economy development, second in the halal food sector, and third in the Muslim fashion sector. G20 host Indonesia said on Thursday the Russian Finance Minister Anton Siluanov has confirmed that he plans to attend next week's meeting of finance ministers and central bank governors from the group of G20 major economies virtually. Officials of Indonesian Finance Ministry, Wempi Saputra, also told a briefing that Jakarta was considering whether to invite Ukraine to the meeting, which will be held on April 20 in Washington, to discuss the impact of the conflict in Ukraine on global economic condition. The Ministry of Education and Culture, Research and Technology has urged Indonesian citizens to participate in the Indonesian Education Scholarship Program. This was remarked by Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology Nadiem Anwar Makarim in a written statement received on Thursday. The Indonesian Education Scholarship was launched in the 10th episode of Freedom in Learning. It was a follow-up to the scholarship expansion policy issued by the Education Fund Management Institute. The Agriculture Ministry has determined that processed organic products from Indonesia have the potential to dominate the global market since people have become more interested in consuming healthy food. Based on this assessment, the Director General of Plantations of the Ministry is striving to improve the competitiveness of plantation commodities so that they can enter the global market since the demand for the products is increasing, especially amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's move on to the international news. Pope Francis visited an Italian prison for a Holy Thursday Mass, where he washed and kissed the feet of 12 inmates to commemorate Jesus' gestures of humility towards his apostles the night before he died. Francis' predecessors held this service in St. Peter's Basilica or another Rome cathedral. But after his election in 2013, the Pope continued a tradition he established as a Archbishop of Buenos Aires of holding it in prisons or homes for the elderly. Pakistan new Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said on Thursday the country's economy has stagnated under his predecessors Imran Khan, setting the tone for possibly months of bitterness before an election that must be held by October next year. Sharif sworn in Monday after Khan was ousted by a no-confidence vote in parliament, is still finalizing his cabinet but has called for Pakistan's bid to hurry along development projects and fix the economy. Japan and the United States are likely to hold a bilateral finance ministers meeting next week on the sidelines of the Group of 20 gathering to be held in Washington, Kyodo News Agency reported on Friday. Both governments are currently negotiating the exact date for the meeting, which will likely be held around April 21st, Kyodo said without citing sources. Listener, now let's move on to a commentary for today on Shehbaz Sharif elected as Prime Minister of Pakistan.
Shehbaz Sharif elected as Prime Minister of Pakistan. Starting earlier this week, Pakistan has a new Prime Minister, following the ouster of Imran Khan in a no-confidence vote. Parliament elected opposition leader Shehbaz Sharif as the country's new chief executive. He will serve as prime minister until the next general election expected in 2023. Shehbaz Sharif is the leader of the Pakistan Muslim League and party and the younger brother of three-time prime minister Nawaz Sharif. He obtained 174 of the 342 votes in Monday's vote, April 11, local time. In his speech to Parliament ahead of taking his oath, Shehbaz Sharif spoke of unity across the country, including his coalition government. Imran Khan was ousted after a heated debate in Parliament because he was deemed unable to take care of the country's economy amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Pakistan recorded high inflation in the double digits, which dominated most of his tenure. In addition, his policy of announcing cuts in domestic fuel and electricity prices amid rising global prices has become a boomerang. This move adds further pressure to Pakistan's fiscal deficit, which has had chronic problems, not to mention the trade balance. In addition, he was also losing military support. Imran Khan is said to be at odds with the military over appointment to key positions and foreign policy. Khan's decision to travel to Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin hours after Moscow invaded Ukraine has made criticism of him even more intense. Imran Khan himself expressed his protest at the parliament's decision. He even called on his supporters to demonstrate. Imran Khan says he has fallen victim to a regime change conspiracy involving Washington and his opponents. He said there was a U.S. diplomatic letter to remove him as prime minister. However, the accusations were vehemently denied by the United States. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday congratulated Shehbaz Sharif and hoped to continue the long-standing cooperation between the two countries. The United States views a strong, prosperous, and democratic Pakistan as essential to the interests of both countries. It turns out that it is not only the United States. Pakistan's neighbor, which is often at odds with it, India, also wants to build better relations with the country's new government. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Shehbaz Sharif in a Twitter post. He also said it was important for the two neighboring countries to make peace. According to Narendra Modi, India wants peace and stability in a region free from terror so it can focus on development challenges and ensure the well-being and prosperity of its people. Hopefully, Pakistan's new government can save the country from economic problems and can build stability and peace in the region. Well, that was commentary over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Well, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. start our segment Today in History with the event on April 15, 1912, when the Titanic sank. The RMS Titanic was a British super passenger ship that sank in the North Atlantic Ocean on April 15, 1912, after hitting an iceberg. The ship sank during its maiden voyage from Southampton, England to New York City, the USA. The sinking of the Titanic left 1,514 people dead. The tragedy is one of the deadliest maritime disasters in history. Titanic was the largest ship in the world at the time. Next event was in 1936, about Arab Rebellion. April 15, 1936 was the first day of the Arab Rebellion in Palestine. The Arab Revolt in Palestine that occurred until 1939 was an Arab uprising against British colonial ruler and the massive immigration of Jews to Palestine. According to data from Britain, British soldiers and police killed around 2,000 Arabs in combat, 108 were hung, and 961 people were killed for alleged terrorist acts. The last event was in 1989, on football disaster in Hillsborough, England. The football disaster occurred at the Hillsborough Stadium in Sheffield during the FA Cup semi-final between Nottingham Forest and Liverpool. 5 minutes after the match started, more than 2,000 Liverpool fans were still unable to enter the stadium. As a result, they crowded out of control. The match was ordered to stop immediately. Police and match officials tried to help those trapped to climb over the safety fence. At least 93 football fans were trampled to death in the rush. The corpses were lifted forward and laid out in the field. Most of them were teenagers and children. At least 200 people were injured and about 20 people were seriously injured. This accident has been called the UK's worst sport disaster. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Hidup ini takkan indah tanpa kau ada di hati. Ceria ini takkan ada tanpa kau ada di sisi. Kekasihku, kau bunga mimpiku, tiada yang lain hanya dirimu. Yang ku sayang dan selalu ku kenang, kan selalu bersama dalam suka dan duka. Kasih, kaulah suka dan duka.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian food and beverage made a potential transactions of more than $9 million during the Alimentaria 2022 in Barcelona, Spain, on April 4 to 7, 2022. The most demanded products were tea, virgin coconut oil, and coconut sugar. That was stated by Director General of the Trade Ministry's National Export Development, Didi Sumedi, in a statement quoted by Antara on Tuesday. Indonesia's participation in the biggest international food and beverage trade exhibitions in Spain was facilitated by the Trade Ministry through Indonesian Embassy in Madrid Trade Attaché and Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, ITPC, Barcelona. Some 18 Indonesian food and beverage joined the exhibition. The Indonesian Pavilion was opened officially by Indonesian Ambassador to Spain, Muhammad Najib. The pavilion showcased geographically indicated spices products curated by the Law and Human Rights Ministry Intellectual Property Rights Directorate General, Trade Ministry's National Export Development Directorate General, as well as Indonesian Trade Consultant Arise Plus Indonesia and Gurita, that aim to support the Spice Up the World program, namely introducing Indonesian spices and seasonings. Showcasing the spice products also aim to increase the consumer awareness in the European Union to Indonesian products' value, which geographically indicated. Ambassador Muhammad Najib hopes that Indonesia will join the upcoming Alimentaria 2024 with more Indonesian business people and more potential for food and beverage products to showcase.
Cipta olehnya untuk selalu cintai kamu. Beri aku kesempatan untuk bahagiakan dirimu. Kamu tercipta olehnya untuk selalu aku cintai. Genggam erat tangan ini, jangan sampai kau lepaskan. Sampai aku tutup usia, kan ku jaga sampai aku tua. untuk selalu aku cintai. Genggam erat tangan ini, jangan sampai kau lepaskan, sampai aku tutup usia. Kan ku jaga hatimu sampai aku.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting overbreaking van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, the Rancaekek Grand Mosque, located in Jongloa Village, Rancaekek Sub-District, Bandung Regency, or exactly on Jalan Raya Rancaekek Majalaya number 45 is one of the oldest mosques in Rancaekek. The mosque has become a silent eyewitness of the independence war. The mosque, which is also known as the Kauman Mosque, was built on the wakaf land of a man named Hasan. The man descended from Demang as the police during the colonial period donated 1 hectare of his land for mosques and tombs. Allegedly, it is said that the Rancaekek Grand Mosque has existed since 1815. At first, the mosque building only used bamboo and it was built on a fish pond. Listener, in 1910, the Grand Mosque of Rancaekek was reconstructed by replacing bamboo with walls. Then in 1949, the mosque was renovated massively. This is because the mosque was hit by a bomb during independence period. Then in 1986, the mosque was renovated again because of being hit by frequent flooding. The mosque was elevated up to 60 centimeters and the building was widened. Finally, in 2016, the mosque was rebuilt. At the time, there were additional 2 minarets in the front area. The fence and the ablution area were also repaired. Listener, interestingly, the position of the mosque is unlike other mosques in general. The Grand Mosque of Rancaekek was built in a crook position. The entire mosque building is painted in green. Only the door and window frames are browned. Outside steps of the stair are lined all the mosque doors to anticipate flood. Next to the entrance of the mosque, there is a wooden drum. It is said that when the drum is sounded, the sound of the drum can be heard as far as Gede Bage, Bandung City. In the mosque, wooden ornaments still dominate the pillars and ceilings as well as the pulpit of the mosque. Arabic carvings attached to the ceramics on the walls of the mosque add to the classic impression. Apart from the mosque, there is also a cemetery complex that residents often hold sacred. There were 11 fighters during the independence period who were killed by the Dutch bombing while resting at the Rancaekek Grand Mosque. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Selalu milikimu.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, after being absent in 2021, the Jakarta International Java Jazz Festival will return on May 27th to 29th, 2022. Located at G Expo Kemayoran, the Java Jazz Festival has 9 stages across the area. The return of the Java Jazz Festival is expected to revive the music industry in Indonesia. The Java Jazz Festival 2022 will have PJ Morton, an American musician with a collection of Grammy Awards. Besides, there will also be Adhikara Fardi, Afghan, Alex Porat, Danila, Imogen Takray, Gabe Bondok, Ganga Hablot Brown, Jared Lawson, Jazz Kahitna, Mika Angelo, Oslo Ibrahim, Ran, Randy Pandugo, Rizky Fabian, Sam Henshaw, Sivia Azizah, Teddy Aditya, Yefta, and Teman Tidur, and Yura Yunita. The Java Jazz Festival 2022 collaborates with the government in giving a safe festival experience.
They integrate the Peduli Lindungi application with the Java Jazz Festival 2022 website. Only those with complete vaccine and booster will be verified automatically and able to purchase the ticket. One ticket is valid for one person only. That's Miss Seleni.
Pertama kali kulihat dirimu hadir, rasa hati ini inginkan dirimu.
My heart hangs on every word, the sweetest voice I've ever heard. I wonder where I would be without you.
Rasa ini tak tertahan.
This heart of mine is forever yours.
Terimalah lagu ini dari orang biasa, tapi cintaku padamu luar biasa.
I can't give you diamond rings, can't give you any gold. All I can give you is this heart of mine to hold.
Tulus paramu.
The days and days have come and gone, but our love still holds strong. Looking at you now feels like an angel's come along.
Senyum bibirmu, hitam panjang rambutmu, anggun terikat.
I can't keep this feeling inside.
Hati ini selalu untukmu.
So take this ordinary song from an
of Indonesia.
listeners. Today's Music Corner, I'm going to present regional songs in a medley from West Sumatra, East Java, South Kalimantan, Bali, South Sulawesi, and Papua. The songs have title Kampuang Nan Jauh Di Mato, Re Ayore, Ampar Ampar Pisang, Mejangeran, Anging Mamiri, and Yamko Rambe Yamko, to be sung by Andin. These folk songs are popular songs in Indonesia and are considered to represent its region. This time, an Indonesian jazz singer named Andin will sing songs from these six provinces with pop strains. Let's listen to these songs, which will be sung by Andin.
Jalan jari, berjalan 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 jari,
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jaga selalu hatimu sejauh dariku. Tunggu aku kembali. Mencintaimu, aku tenang. jaga selalu hatimu sejauh dariku. Tunggu aku kembali. Oh, ku mencintaimu selalu, menyayangimu sampai air menutup.
So now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.